'Tis that time on a Friday where we get our priorities straight and head for the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
Yeah, much to the chagrin of many around here, he did have Stanford with the win in cover last week, Washington with the win, but not covering that big number against Arizona. A lot to cover today online again, ParamountSports.com. Mr. Sterling, how are things?
Things are good. Had an easy win last night against North Carolina, and the turnover chain is alive and well again.
So how much fun was the Battle of the Bay?
Not so much fun. Tailgating's a lot better. It was hot out there. I mean, it was like 90-something degrees. The tailgating before the game, you had to be under a tent or you were in trouble.
All right, so let's get to this week's games. Man, Oregon State is just living another misery. You know, last year got out of hand. They were barely competitive. They had a coaching change. You know, they beat a bunny this year. They almost had a comeback against Nevada, but they hooked a very makeable field goal. Last week, you look at the yard, 600 to 230 against Arizona. Now they're in Tempe for Arizona State, who's on a losing streak. It's a big number. Sparky laying 21 at home. How you seeing this one?
Yeah, but Sparky's coming on. I mean, this is a team that was right there with Washington. You know, they got the big win against Michigan State when they were down. I don't know if they're going to be, you know, cover big, big numbers. But, you know, even their defense and their offensive lines have been much, much improved. So, yeah, I think that Oregon State's going to have to go more with passing. They just don't have the guys up front to run the ball and to pound the ball here. Beavers also allowing 52 points per game the last eight road games here. Series host 21-7 against the spread. Blowout city, Arizona State 45-17.
All righty. BYU been getting a lot of national love. I hear Kalani Sitake doing the talk show circuit. They won at Arizona. They won at Camp Randall against Wisconsin. Then they got a tough home loss to Cal, but they roughed up McNeese State. They faced this outstanding Washington defense. UW had ASU on the ropes early, gave up a TD, kind of got interesting. This is a really interesting non-conference game, probably going to be really physical, but Dogs, a 17-point home chalk. What gives here?
You know, I haven't seen anything from Washington. I haven't seen that fifth gear that we've seen in years past. You know, in a 3 or 4 minute period, they score like, you know, 2-3 touchdowns. Just haven't seen that. Special teams, receivers that can make big plays. I don't know if they have it. BYU, not explosive on offense, but they have a couple kids at running back, combined averaging almost 600 yards and 5.5 yards per carry. This is a team that I think they're going to use their running game here to set up their play action. They have a tight end. I love a kid named Matt Bushman. Have not used him a whole lot this year. This might be the time. He's a former high school wide receiver, like 6'6", goes like 235, 240, but we're big-time weapon down the field here. And BYU 8-2 against the spread as a road underdog. I think Washington wins 28-20, but BYU covers.
All righty. Next up, Stanford at Notre Dame. Best fact of the week, last two times these teams played and they were both undefeated, was the 1925 Rose Bowl when Newt Rockne was the Irish coach and Pop Warner was the Cardinal coach. Brian Kelly has made the switch at quarterback. He gives the reins to Ian Book, who torched the Demon Deacons last week. Stanford is in South Bend as a 5-point road dog. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, great move. We finally found a coach who was proactive, not reactive. And, you know, he instead of waiting, like in the game last year against Miami, I think they were down like 17 or 24 points, and all of a sudden he puts in Ian Book and expects him to come back. It doesn't work that way. So he was proactive, put him in against Wake Forest. started slow, but, you know, they came on real strong, scored over 50 points in that game. So he's got his feet wet. Now he realizes finally that he needs to throw the ball, open it up here. And I think Notre Dame has the defense to stop Stanford. Not cold, but they're not going to be throwing jump balls like they did last week with smaller defensive backs. I thought David Shaw, you know, people are going all out against Mario Cristobal, but David Shaw called a horrific game. I mean, they were behind 17 points. They kept running the ball every first down to Bryce Love. I mean, they were very, very easy to figure out early in that game. So the Irish is playing with triple revenge here. And also a cross-country trip here for Stanford. Give me Notre Dame, 31-20.
All righty. In Berkeley, the Ducks get to test their, let's call it a bounce-back ability factor, if that's even a thing. That was a gut-punch loss. They looked like world beaters for almost three quarters. Then mistakes, bad bounces, and the ability of Stanford to capitalize. 38-31 Cardinal. Cal seems to be taking on the gritty toughness of their second-year coach, Justin Wilcox. But the Ducks go in there, small road chalk, laying three. What's the play here?
Yeah, they win last week, and I think they go in here, and I think they get the win. But it's tough to overcome a loss like that. I think they still have to be in shock. The Cal offense has improved with Chase Garbers here settling in. And their defense last year gave up almost 28.5 points per game. This year just 15 points per game and seven interceptions. By having the bye last week, I think it gives them an advantage for game planning. Obviously, they'll be focused. I mean, they lost 45-24 in that game last year. I know the Ducks control the series 8-1 against the spread. Straight up last 9 years, but Cal's 8-2 as a home dog here. I think the wrong team's favorite. I think they're going to have a hangover here. I like Cal pretty big here, 38-27.
All righty. Let's get to the National Football League as we continue with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. The greatest quarterback in the history of organized football clearly is Pat Mahomes. He takes his unbeaten Chiefs a mile high into Denver. Now, they eked out a couple of early wins against the Seahawks and Raiders. They got beat up a bit at Baltimore. KC just has some silly firepower. I mean, they have Sammy Watkins. He's like an afterthought. Vegas says, Chiefs, four-point road chalk. How you see this one going?
Well, this is a game everyone wants to see. I mean, this Kansas City team right now is a fun team. Them and the Rams, and they square off in a couple weeks. So I just think the NFL's changed, and you got to roll with the changes here. Kansas City just has weapons galore. Their defense is no good, but, you know, how are you going to outscore them? Denver's going to need probably four or five sacks in this game to have a chance to win this game. And I just think they made a poor choice choosing Case Keenum to lead their offense. I mean, Pat Mahomes has 13 touchdowns already. He can throw three or four touchdowns in a quarter. Case Keenum only has three touchdowns the entire season to go along with four interceptions. So in that game against the Ravens, they didn't even score in the last three quarters. They were only 5.6 yards per reception here. Give me Kansas City, 37-30.
All righty. Another 30-point game for KC.
Right.
As always, when it comes to doing the show, love to have good time and talk the local, the regional games, the big national games. Your game of the week is in the Pac-12, Utah laying a deuce at Pullman against the Cougs, but your service, Paramount Sports, is about finding matchup edges, picking winners for your clients. Let the folks know how they can get Utes Cougs and all you've got to offer at Paramount Sports.
Well, we've had a good start to the year. We're going for our fourth winning week of the year. In the month of September, so you want to get involved. Now is the time. Why? Well, we're 9-1 on our 30 to 50 units elections, and how about this? We have released a couple weeks ago our first 40 to 50 unit play. It was on UAB plus the points. They won wire to wire. I have a double-digit underdog that goes on Saturday. I think they're going to win the game outright. So you want to get involved. We call it underdog shocker number two. It's not a 40-unit play. It is a 50-unit play. Only the second time in 5 years I released a 50-unit play. You want to get it, go to ParamountSports.com. You can purchase the game individually, or you can get a five-week package. How about this? Five-week package from now through the end of October, normally $597. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. So don't wait until week 9 or 10 when it gets tougher. Now's the time. ParamountSports.com, or you want to reach me personally and get my game of the week. How about this game here? Utah and Washington State, a lot on the line for both of these two teams. Just call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
Sure is. Always fun, Lee. Appreciate it. Okay. Have a great weekend. Catch you next week.